AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, it's the podcast. We interviewed Aaron Jeffrey. He's the new chop, the new chopper, Sunday night on Channel 9. And Spider wasn't quite correct with his name.
No, I wasn't. But another thing, I gave a spray to people that talk about 120%. You can't give 120%. The best you can do is 100%. So stop people saying 110, 120%. It annoys me.
It's really not a big deal. And I'm fine with it. And you know what? Today, I gave 150% to the show.
Really?
And I spoke about my mole scan I had and my very brave doctor and what he said. He's a brave man. Got a community announcement.
I can't wait. Who copped it?
How did you know when I said I met the bravest man ever yesterday?
Somebody had to stand up and they're going to be brave because just the way you said it, I thought somebody copped it and I'm thinking you little beauty because it wasn't myself.
We're like a married couple. You know me so well.
It was brilliant.
And see, AJ, Spider thinks it's hilarious. And you call it the wrath of the ginger.
Yes.
It is funny if it's not you.
Well, AJ,
if it's you, it's
AJ,
a different thing.
AJ thought he was copying it yesterday.
I put the helmet on. I went and got the fire helmet from Jargy's office.
He thought he was in for trouble, and you've walked in, not, you know, just casual as, and AJ's like, "Are you all right, darling?"
He's
darling?
Like, "Sorry, darling, darling." Yeah, no, that was fine.
Who was it?
Okay, I'm not going to say this doctor's name. However, a community announcement. I went and got to my mole scan yesterday and I've got a great doctor, and well, until yesterday. And the best part of it, he says I'm a very paranoid doctor. That's great. That's the kind of doctor you want. I have, unfortunately, with my family, as my mother says, you've got your father's cheap Irish skin. That because of that, my dad's had melanoma and lots of stuff cut out of him. And so has one of my sisters had a melanoma recently. So got to be onto it. Anyway, so first of all, I said to him, because you've got to get down to your bra and knickers. And here's a doctor and you've got to stand up on this little, you know, podium thing. And he gets out his big magnifying glass. First of all, I'm like, glad this is bog billed because I can't believe I'm paying to have a guy with a magnifying glass that close up to my legs, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I said to him, look, I didn't wear my good knickers and my good bra on purpose. And he said, why is that? This is the community announcement. I said, because I want you to concentrate on my moles. Not my underwear.
All right.
As if my underwear was going to make any difference. Seriously, it wasn't going to dress up any package, I'm telling you. Anyway, so I am losing a little bit of weight at the moment, but I'm happy to say, like, I'm 69 kilos. So that's good. That's all right. That's not too heavy. That's a size 12. All right?
Yeah.
That's healthy. You know, some people think I'm 120 kilos the way I talk. 69, right? So I said to him, you've lost weight. He said, yes, I have. I've been exercising and it's the best thing for you. And I said, that's great. I said, I'm about to start swimming. Do a lot of swimming and deep water running. He said, swimming's very good for you. And I did the old joke of, yes, but if it's that good for you, why are whales fat? Hey? Yourself or what?
Yeah.
And he retorts with, oh, well, maybe the whale will think you're its calf. You saw my reaction. He put both hands in the air and went, only joking. That's the worst thing you can say after you slap me. That's like saying with all due respect and then smashing me. And I pointed to him on his nose. I said, guess what? You're going to be on the radio tomorrow.
What's his name?
Not saying.
$5.
No, Dr. Atiyah. All right, there we go. Oh, Prime Minister. Well, don't you look resplendent back in Parliament resuming. Oh.
Thank you very much, Bridget. Always a pleasure to speak to you all. Hello, AJ, to you, Sparta, and everybody.
Well, should we start calling you Mr. 45% Preferred PM? Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling fabulous. I'm cock-a-hoop. I'm king of the hill. I'm the Mona Lisa. I'm the Tower of Pisa. In short, I'm feeling pretty damn fine. And finally, the Australian people, who are for the most part a bunch of nongs and dribblers, are finally seeing the light. They resist change, and then once something becomes the status quo, they accept it. I mean, look at John Howard. His approval rating was 117%, and then he became Australia's second longest-serving Prime Minister. And all the time, he looked like Mr. Sheen. Clean and polish as you go with Mr. Sheen. Or Mr. Garrison from South Park. You can take your pick.
And what about the top secret files found in the old filing cabinet sold in an auction? Oh. Now, let's be honest, it's going to be pretty embarrassing.
Well, Sparta, I thought it was quite ironic that cabinet papers were actually found in a cabinet. just as well it wasn't my proctologist's report. But not unusual for parliamentarians to drop things off at an op shop. People have found very interesting curios in thrift shops around Canberra over the years. Harold Holt's flippers were found in one. Some of Amanda Vanstone's old dresses that have been used for circus tents, they've been found around the place. And a shoebox full of my principles and morals were found off shop recently.
PM, we recently found out that the New Zealand Prime Minister is pregnant. What did you think when you heard that?
Uh-oh.
Well, I think it's terrific, AJ, isn't it? Mm. It's terrific that a head of state can be the bearer of new life. It symbolises future and hope. Besides, she's the only world leader I want to imagine procreating with. I mean, Donald Trump, no, thank you. Vladimir Putin, pass me the bucket. Mind you, there is something about Angela Merkel that arouses me. Only I just imagine her using a riding crop and telling me I'm naughty. Naughty Malcolm.
Oh.
Thank me, Angela.
Oh, you're funny. Hey, what are you singing this week for
us?
Well, in commemoration of the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl, I'm singing Take It Easy by the Eagles.
Oh, great song.
Running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one that she's a friend of mine. All I got about,
take it easy.
Don't let the sound of your own wheel drive you crazy. And they don't. Because in the Bentley, it's beautifully soundproof and you get no road noise whatsoever. It's really terrific. Just like to say before I go, but 92.5 Gold FM rocks the new art centre on the Gold Coast. Hotter, home of the arts. Good on you. Go and see something edifying.
We've got quite a bizarre situation here. In fact, a guy who's very, very lucky, it seems, he's in the Gold Coast University Hospital as we speak. You would have heard Rod do the story that a man at Main Beach at the tram station there was caught under a tram. We've got Jess Mummy on the phone from Seven Gold Coast News. Hi, Jess. Explain the situation. What's happened?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, quite an incredible story this morning. So around 5 a.m., emergency services were called to the Gold Coast Highway at Main Beach following reports a 21-year-old man had collided with a tram. Now, police say he was actually sleeping at the time when this collision has occurred. Yeah, really, really incredible. He was trapped for around 45 minutes by his chest and his abdomen underneath that tram line. But what fire crews are telling us is what actually saved him is this reflector bar on the front of the tram. He's hit that, and that has automatically put the brakes on. So that stopped him from fully going under the rest of the tram and the tram wheels. Yeah, really, really incredible stuff. He was taken to the University Hospital after being stabilised on scene in a serious but stable condition.
You don't know if there's any alcohol or anything that was involved, because 5 o'clock in the morning asleep on tram lines, you would have thought, obviously, maybe not knowing where he was.
Yeah, well, I mean, anyone would probably think that, being the Gold Coast, that time of the day, it's a Friday morning, but Forensic Crash Unit have just arrived on scene now, so I'm sure that that will form part of their investigation, but there is no word yet on what he was doing at that hour and asleep on a tram line.
Chopper, the new series of Chopper Underbelly Files, Chopper premieres Sunday, 8:30 on Channel 9. Aaron Jeffrey Bridge, we caught up with at the Channel 9 function last week.
Yeah, we had a face-to-face with Aaron Jeffrey, who plays Chopper, and it's good to see the Underbelly series successfully continue.
And be able to play Chopper, did it actually open your eyes then to get a real good realisation exactly what the underworld was about?
To be honest, not really, no. But I've met a lot of crime journos and stuff since in the process that have given me a great education about that. But this, and obviously researching, doing the books a little bit, but these two telemovies are very different in a sense that it's not per se about the underworld. It's a few things. It's a love story against all odds. It's a whodunit, hero's journey or anti-hero's journey, if you will, to redemption. And it's a real insight and sort of expose into the machinations of this character's psychology. And I got to state that it's a dramatisation. It's a fascinating look at a man trying to integrate a part of his personality that was created to survive with who he was later on in life and wanted to be.
That's the part I'm interested in, is the psychology behind this one with Chopper. His childhood really affected him, and a lot of that was full of bravado. That was his cover, being Uncle Chop, right?
Well, my research of the character, you know, all behaviour has meaning, so you get curious about that behaviour. If a child is brutalised, then the wiring of the brain is compromised. And so what can happen, and what I believe happened in this character that I'm portraying in my research, is that in that compromising of the wiring, whenever there's a fright and flight situation, vis-a-vis crack a walnut with a sledgehammer, that fright and flight explodes out of the gate, and the body and the brain is filled with opioids and cortisol, which create a painkiller. So you can have somebody cut off your ears. You can be stabbed five times, pick up your guts and walk to medical. And then that, and that's a small part of it, because the women in this character's life said he was kind, gentle, and generous.
Yeah.
So you've got the two polar extremes. So then later on in life, which is what we're looking at, you know, this character's gone to seed, he wants to change. How do you integrate that character, those strategies, that construct that you created to survive? Because in that state, intimacy equals death. Brutalization is annihilation, right? So how do you integrate that character into the character of Mark Reed? Because those strategies don't work as you get older.
That's interesting.
I've got to soften this up a bit.
Yeah,
I was born in Hobart.
Yeah, great.
So I feel like I'm related to Mark.
You probably are.
Yeah. how come you've got a full ear?
We've got two full ears. So what we had to do is surgically glue them to the side of my head.
Ah, right.
And then they taped them, and then we put the prosthetics on.
And why then? You look at the Marans, you look at Gangitanos, they all get taken out. Chopper survived.
I don't know the answer to that, but I know this, that no normal person felt threatened by him. And there are so many people who know people or have stories, have met him and said he was a good bloke. You know, if you were a crook, then, you know, you probably have a different story to tell. But at the end of the day, for some reason, this character is steeped very deeply in Australian psyche.
Mm.
And as Australians, we are fascinated by these type of characters, like the Ned Kelly type character.
Andrew, thanks very much. We look forward to seeing it. We cannot wait.
Pleasure, mate. Aaron's the name.
Aaron.
But I will answer to Andrew.
Andrew. Where did I get Andrew from?
I don't know. Aaron, Jeff, you said it so many times. I was face to face. We didn't know whether to stop him, did we?
just what we did was we edited this. Have a listen how many times you called Aaron, Jeffrey, Andrew.
Well, I'll start off Andrew. Andrew. Thanks very much. We look forward to seeing it. We cannot wait.
Aaron's the name. Aaron.
Aaron.
But I will answer to Andrew.
So embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Well, yeah. I'm not the only one.
What?
Oh, I'm not the only one who's mucked up someone's name, obviously.
Oh.
Have you ever done it?
Hey, give us a call, 132710 if you have. Yes, there was a guy here, right, for 2 years. Called him Don.
Dom is
announced
good.
It. Don in the corridors. I found out 2 years later his name is Brett. He came up to me and went, I just have to tell you my name's Brett. And I went, that doesn't suit you.
Oh, mate, next
Don
door.
Don suits you.
Producing C before Christmas used to call Camille Claire.
Yeah, for
courageous.
Months. For months. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Everyone gets their names wrong, so don't laugh at me.
I'll laugh at
Jump
you.
On board.
No, I'll laugh.
You probably heard Spider's exclusive interview because he called a bloke Andrew, whose real name is Aaron.
Oh.
Aaron last starred in McLeod's Daughters on TV.
Aaron Jeffries.
Yeah, Aaron Jeffrey. And we were at the Channel 9 function the other night, which prompted some calls, Bridge, on calling people the wrong name.
Yeah, because his name's not Andrew. Scott on the tweet, have you called someone the wrong name?
Yes and no. I'm terrible with names at the best of times and call friends, exes, the wrong names and that sort of thing.
Ooh.
But after my divorce, the next two girlfriends actually had the same name as the ex-wife.
Ooh.
So I didn't get the chance to call it the wrong one. Actually.
Oh. That's a dream run.
Yeah.
That's what you call a dream run. Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Scotty.
Thanks, Scott.
Now, apparently Herb's involved here. Herb, what happened?
What happened, Herb?
Well, obviously, I've been doing this a while and everyone calls me Herb. That ain't my real name.
No.
I've been Herb for a very long time and it's sort of stuck. But I was on this job one day, 2 years I was on this job for, when I first met this bloke, he was traffic controller. He said, "G'day, mate, how you going?" I said, "Yeah, my name's Herb from Australia." And he goes, "Oh, get Merv, how you going?" I said, "Yeah, really good, thanks." For 2 years, this bloke called me Merv.
Merv.
I never really sort of said to him, "Mate, my name's not Merv," because I don't mind the name Merv. So I roll with it. 2 years, this bloke called, "Hey, Merv." And sometimes I wouldn't even hear him because, you know, my name's Herb. And he'd be going, "Merv, Merv." And he'd come and pat me on the shoulder, "Merv, I'm trying to talk to you." "Oh, sorry, bud." And I'd just roll with the Merv. Say, "Look, Merv's a good name. I roll with it. It sounds good."
Scotty, congratulations, mate. You're off to see Jimmy Barnes, Working Class Man, Saturday, April 14 at the Star Theatre. Tickets on sale now at jimmybarnes.com.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
It's 7:45 a.m.
Hour later on the tweet.
Now, there's something that it's been around for years and years, or probably decades, maybe even centuries, and I don't understand it, and it's time to have a crack at it because it's unrealistic. And I'm talking about, you know, when people say give 110%, "Oh, I'm going to give 120%. You know, your boss sits here and goes, "You know what? If we can just give 150%, just let's go." And then the coach will turn around at a training session. "Look, heading into a game, we need to give 120% if we want to win today." You see your kids going out to sport, all the children out there. "Okay, little Johnny, go out there and give it 110%. You can't give 110%.
Oh, don't be so logical, Dr. Spock.
No, but it's so annoying.
It's not annoying.
It is. I don't like it when people turn around and go, "Oh, you've got to give 120%. Well, you can't give 120%. All you can give is 100%.
Excuse me, you're looking at it so logically.
I know, but
you have to. It's just a saying that means, like so many sayings mean things. It just means give more than you normally give.
You can't.
Just go... You can give more. You know, when people say dig, lift, like I'm sure they do in CrossFit, where you think this is all I can do, then you pick up some more and you do more war balls, you've given more than 100%.
No, you can't give more than 100%. That's what I don't understand.
It's just a saying.
But they should say, "You're given 90%, I want 100%. You can't give 110%.
Yes, you can.
I can't feel that juice you've got there. 110%, can I?
Yes.
What will happen?
It'll spill over.
It'll spill over.
So
you can't, it can't hold 110%. You can't give 120%.
There is a saying, always only give what spills over your cup.
So don't give me anything else. You can give me 90%, 95%, 50%, you can give me 100%. But don't start all this 110, 120, 130%. Just give it your best, which is the best you can be, is 100%.
Wow.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Flap, 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 flap your gums Friday.
Flappity flap. Get it off your chest.
Flappity flap, flap, flap.
But we do have a theme for flappy gums. Now this one stirred us all up this week. A mother has been reprimanded by her child's school for packing a Lamington into the lunchbox. I've just got something to say to schools. How about you focus on perhaps education? How about you focus on the bully in the classroom and maybe reprimand people for that action? Not for a Lamington. Yeah. I think this is absolutely out of control.
Don't get me started. Oh, well, you know what? I don't know
what
about schools.
Like,
well, lunches and school lunches, I think the kids are spoilt anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they've always got to keep up with the Joneses, the people next door, and they have all these little packets. But even when you go to a canteen, you want to be able to get a packet of chips. You don't go to the canteen and buy a sandwich.
Tuck shop.
You want to be able to buy a packet of chips or a pizza slice. You want to buy the junk food, the good food. You're not going to buy healthy food from a canteen.
Well, sometimes it's your treat. Sometimes it is your treat. Very funny, during the week, the Montreal Comedy Festival was on 10. This is one of the comedians talking about what it's going to be like in quite a few years' time about sugar.
I think 20 years from now, we'll be talking about sugar the way that we talk about smoking today. I think it will take 20 years, and we'll be saying stuff like, "I was eating candy bars on airplanes." It was crazy. It was a wild world we lived in. There was no age limit on ice cream. You could just eat ice cream. There was something called ice cream cake. I'm not making that up. That's a cake made of ice cream. You have to go to the dark web to get it now. You can't even get it. Can't get it anywhere. This doesn't even sound real, but there were these trucks that would drive around neighborhoods and they would play music for children. And children would come out of their home and their parents would give them money to buy ice cream. That's how we lived. It was a crazy world.
That is so true. It 20 is. Years now, if we're getting stuff like this, exactly. That is going to happen. Seriously, reprimanded for a lamington in a lunchbox. Look, flap your gums Friday for a meat tray. What a great way to go.
Meat tray,
weekend.
Morton's Quality Meats, the Rank Fair Shopping Centre. Great meat at great prices. Flap your gums Friday for a $100 meat tray.
Give all about schools.
Yogurt isn't allowed, but jelly cups are.
Oh, how stupid is that? Really?
Come on, why not yogurt?
apparently it's just not as healthy as the muesli bar, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
And there's nothing healthier than a good serving of jelly.
I tell you, it's calcium, and I understand the low-fat ones are full of sugar, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, thanks for that, Sarah. Funny. Karen in Helensvale. Karen, what do you want to flap your gums about regarding school lunches?
Well, I think it's a matter of choice. It's up to the parent. I mean, a child could have done a good thing and there's a little treat in there for your child.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about Lamingtons, my two children have actually got Lamingtons in their lunchbox.
Throw away the key.
Well,
10 years.
Terminate the call.
It's disgusting. I can't believe you're such a rebel.
Oh. Can you send some our way?
Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Karen. Cara at Ashmore. Cara, flap your gums Friday. What do you got?
Hi. I totally agree with the whole touch-up thing at school. Mm. When we were at school, we were allowed touch-up as a treat, and now you're not allowed any sweets at touch-up.
Yeah.
And same with the lunchbox, but something at our school, and I'm not going to name it, that really got me at the moment is the traffic for the parking is ridiculous. The parents get there at 2:30, 2:40 to pick their kids up at 3 o'clock.
Mm.
But we're now being told we have to sign as volunteers if we're there at 2:40 to pick our children up.
Oh, because you're there so early, yeah. I don't know why the governments don't think about, oh, we're putting a school here, let's put a bit more parking in, but there's a big argument. But I'm with you, Cara. Your tuck shop days or your canteen days, your lunch order days, was your present for the week, your treat. And, you know, my dad told my sister off when she ordered a sandwich. She goes, you're not ordering a sandwich. You make one from home.
Thanks, Cara. Alan in Currumbin, flap your gums about school and what they impose on your kids.
School lunch boxes are virtually for the kids. The children get half of what they don't want and what they do want, they eat, but what they don't want, Grandad, can you take this for me and get rid of it?
Oh, Grandad's got to get rid of it. That's cute.
Can you hide this before Mum and Dad sees it? Thanks, Alan. Funny.
Christina in Coomera, are you on a flappy gums about uniforms at school?
I do.
Yep.
I understand they need a sport uniform. They need a day uniform, but do we need a different hat for each day, a different pair of socks for each day,
a
different jumper for each day?
Oh.
It's crazy. It's just a cash machine at school.
And if they've got sport on that day, why can't they stay in the sports uniform all day?
Yeah.
Why do they have to get changed into their normal uniform? Stay in it all day.
Yeah, well, you have to have a different hat for your day uniform to your sports uniform. You need a different pair of socks for each day. You need a different sport uniform, a jumper to a formal jumper.
Congratulations, Christina of Coomera. You have won the $100 meat tray from Morton's Quality Meats. Can you read the full credit there, please,
Bridge? Yes, Morton's Quality Meats. It's a great place.
And spell it out, that credit.
Do you want me to do it in my voiceover voice?
Yes. Yeah, in your voiceover.
I'll just put my one hand on my headphone there.
Yeah.
So Christina in Coomera, congratulations, you have won.
A $100 meat tray from Morton's Quality Meats. Morton's Quality Meats, Narang Fair Shopping Centre. Great meat at great prices.
That was very good. What's on with Nelly Gold 92.5? Hello, Nelly.
What's happened to my intro? It's been dumped.
No, he's only had all day to find it.
Did you lose it?
Yes, he's lost it again. And he blames everybody else. This happens with everything that happens in our system. But anyway, that's AJ.
Yeah, that's right. Just run with it. And until you said that, no one would have known, Nelly. So we were trying to cover the fact you didn't have it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's the most it's the most exciting thing for me hearing that intro. So
92.5.
We love our city.
What's on with Nelly?
Yay!
Yay, honey bun.
Feel better now.
What's on, Nelly?
I do. Thank you. Hey, how good is the weather? It's going to be a beautiful weekend. The Lifeline Book Fest is on. Have you guys ever been to one of these at the Goldie Convention Centre in Broadie?
Oh, I missed it last time.
Oh, you know, honey, the only thing is I'm one of those people that's in between reading four books at once and then have to reread them because I've only got a few chapters in. So,
Bridgie, it's like your man. It's totally okay. You can have as many as you want. There are literally thousands of books. And this year they've got DVDs as well, which is a bit exciting. But in Surfers Paradise, the annual sand safari kicks off. Amazing sandcastles.
Great.
Yeah, that's and brilliant. Feb 18, they're trying to break the Guinness Book of Records. So they want to make 3,000 sandcastles. So if you get down there, you can be part of history.
Oh, that's cool for the kids.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, real sad. That's great.
Cool. Yeah, and then if we head to Cooley, every second Sunday on the beach there, you've got the markets, and they're totally different, I think, to any other market on the Gold Coast. So they're on the beach. Plenty of stuff happening. Plus, at the Broadwater Parklands, of course, we've got our Under the Stars with Mossy Barnsley and Diesel 2 on Saturday night. So a big weekend, as always.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. And also at Dreamworld at the Corroboree there, they've got a brand new show ready for Chinese New Year with the Torres Strait Islanders. So something worth checking out at 11:20 and 12:20 each day.
Year of the dog, everyone.
Nellie, you went to the movies during the week. How was the movie?
I saw 50 Shades.
Oh, dearie me.
How'd you go?
Oh, it's still going. It's a great movie. Go and see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you plugged the books, though, because you were a massive fan of libraries, which is awesome.
I do. I love a good library.
You do. You're amazing like that. It's good to support our local libraries. Well done.
Have you ever met anyone at a library? It's a good place, they reckon, to meet people.
No, because you're too loud. Everyone tells you to shut up.
No, I never go to a library. My experience at a library, quickly.
Oh, here we go.
Was actually shooting pens. You used to put you'd be able to put a little bit of lacquer band underneath the bottom of the pen.
Of course you did.
And shoot the pen into the roof, it will stick there.
Of course you did.
We had about 40 up there at one stage.
You'll have time on your busy weekend, though, Nellie, to get to the Ashmore Tavern and say hello to Jenny, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Love the Ashy.
Love you, Jenny.
Have a good weekend, all.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.